three young brothers who grew up in the community, who have been told to get out of the street in the same manner as Mike Brown, and that's what compels me to be out here.
Police officer,
you're gonna have to answer to God one day.
Police officer,
you're gonna have to answer to God.
We are going to tear down the walls of structural racism and white supremacy in this country.
Voices of protest from Missouri. Some 50 people are now in custody after 4 days of protests in St. Louis and Ferguson, Missouri, stemming from continuing tensions between African Americans and law enforcement. At the center of the protests remains the unresolved death of unarmed Michael Brown 2 months ago by white police officer Darren Wilson. Jelani Cobb is a contributor to The New Yorker, writes frequently about race, politics, history, and culture. He's also the director of Africana Studies at the University of Connecticut. Jelani, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
What are you seeing in this protest? It's gone on now for a while, and there's definitely a social dynamic emerging in the communities that are involved here.
Mm-hmm. I think it's 67 days or so now. And, you know, what's happened, you know, over the course of these, you know, 2 months is that, you know, what started out as a kind of ad hoc vigil and people just gathering at various places in this community has very quickly become an organized and fairly, you know, disciplined operation. And so this past weekend, and part of what people are calling Ferguson October, they organized movements, protests, demonstrations, all over, you know, the St. Louis metro area, and these were things that were not advertised beforehand. So people knew that they would be taking part in activities. They did not know what those activities would be. And then, you know, given social media and cell phones and so on, they were able to say to, you know, where people would be converging at any one point in time. So in addition to the clergy protest that happened in front of the Ferguson Police Department, there were three Walmarts where people protested and temporarily shut down the stores. And there was another protest at the St. Louis Rams game, and there's an ongoing sleep-in on the St. Louis University campus. All these things going on kind of simultaneously.
How would you say these demonstrations represent a split between some of perhaps the ritualized, usual faces, the Al Sharptons of the world who show up at events like this, and maybe new participants at the community level who are taking this in a different direction?
Well, yes, there were some tensions, as a matter of fact, between those two groups. So they're a group of very young activists, you know, with organizations like Hands Up United and Organization for Black Struggle, very locally connected grassroots groups. And they did have some tensions. At a rally on Sunday night, there was some criticism because there were a group of kind of older established figures, including Dr. Cornel West and Cornell William Brooks is the new national president of the NAACP, and there were young people who were complaining that they were not on the agenda to speak that day, and these were people who were local activists who were at least a generation younger than some of the people up on the stage, and those tensions spilled out into public, and, you know, what was interesting is that the next day that they almost seemed to not matter because there were all these activities going on all over the place, and at least in terms of executing the demonstrations, it didn't seem to have impeded them.
Well, Jelani, thanks so much for watching this for us. It's been an interesting 67 days there in Ferguson. Jelani, thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Jelani Cobb is a contributor to The New Yorker, writes frequently about race, politics, history, and culture. He's also the director of Africana Studies at the University of Connecticut. We're going to leave you with one of those young voices from St. Louis, Missouri.
For us, this is not an academic issue. Like, and I said this a few weeks ago, the people who want to take the time to break down racism from a philosophical level, y'all did not show up. When the tanks and the armored trucks was there and the tear gas was there and we was getting hit with the rubber bullets and we said, you know what? I can't stay home for this. I can't stay home for this. They killing us. Literally, Missouri is the new Mississippi.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.